Welcome to Shir number 6, and we are continuing to discuss the basic rules of brachos, and we will say the Shir L'Zeicha Nishmas Rina Shnerb, who was murdered by terrorists during August 2019. One may not perform any work or even involve yourself in a very easy activity when reciting a bracha. One should not even look at words of Torah, as this shows that you're not focusing and concentrating on the bracha. However, if one was involved in some other matter while saying the bracha, so you have fulfilled your obligation. One may not say a bracha with food in your mouth, so if one has candy or gum, so you need to remove it before reciting a bracha on something else. Similarly, a woman, when she takes off her ring to wash, should not place it in her mouth and then recite a bracha, because you can't properly recite a bracha with a ring in your mouth. A man must cover his head to say a bracha, but if one did so without a head covering, so you have fulfilled your obligation. Now, as an aside, the Chassam Sofer has an interesting tshuva explaining why unmarried women do not cover their heads when reciting brachos. So if you're interested in that, you could check that out. One may not use their own hand to cover their head, and how large must this head covering be? So it has to be large enough that it's noticeable from each side. One is not allowed to have a separation between a bracha and the object that you're making the bracha on, be it a mitzvah or a food item. There are two types of separations. One is through speech, and the other through waiting more than the time it takes to say the words Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So if you spoke, you need to repeat the bracha. But if you waited, meaning you said the bracha and you don't eat, even though this is the wrong thing to do, your bracha will remain valid no matter how long a time frame, assuming you did not lose your focus on the item that you're going to eat or the mitzvah that you're going to do. Any hefsek, any separation, which is for eating, is not a hefsek. For example, if one makes a hamotzi, and then you realize that you want salt. So it doesn't need to be in a situation where you're required to have salt, just the fact that you want it. You may verbally say, please bring the salt. However, one should try not to do this. Of course, after you wash, but before you say hamotzi, there's less of an issue, so that would probably be a better time to make that request. There is a halacha that you must feed your animals before you eat. If one made a bracha on their lunch or their supper, let's say, and then you realize that you have yet to feed your animals, you should take a small taste and then feed your animals rather than having a large hefsek. Once you recite a bracha, you may not interrupt for almost anything and must partake of the item or the mitzvah. So much so that one may not answer to Yehesh Meirabah, Baruch Hu, or Kedusha, but rather you should just stop and listen. Now, if you did make a hefsek, so now you're in trouble. You might possibly need to repeat your bracha, so try to avoid this situation. So let's give an example. So I make a mezonos, and before I take a taste, I answer amen to someone else's bracha. So it's questionable if my bracha is effective. Before you talk, make sure to swallow some of the food. It's not sufficient just to place the food in your mouth or only to chew it, but you must actually swallow some of it. And the reason for this is that we do not make a bracha on taste exclusively. Now, if you did talk, so you're in a questionable situation as to whether a new bracha is needed or not, and therefore you can continue eating due to the rule of safek brachos lahakel. Now, if you swallowed some of the taste, even if you didn't swallow the actual food, you definitely do not make another bracha. Once you swallow a little, you may speak, but if possible, one should eat a full shear before speaking. So I don't really know anyone who's makbid on this, but I'm sure that there are people that are. We do other things to limit hefsek. One should not say a bracha on something which is too hot or too cold, because that can cause a hefsek. One should first cut a bit into a loaf of bread, so there will be less of a hefsek, but don't cut it all the way, so it's still shalim. And later on, we'll discuss this halacha in more detail. If one has a fruit where the peel is not eaten, let's say an orange, you should peel it first before saying a bracha. One should open any wrappers or packaging before reciting a bracha, and any fruits or vegetables that need to be washed should be done prior to saying a bracha. So this concludes Shir number 6, and next time we will finish off the klalim for brachos.